said shit about nothing. And she's the one telling you where everybody's TT's been and how they felt when it was going in and how they got it out. And now I just have questions, some of which were answered in the private session. Okay. I got a muggly smiley face to glib, a little glib, but cliches are like that often.
I forgot how to do the Phoenix Wake Group, so I got to go get my own page, right? I don't wait for Roy. That's for other people who don't have a copy of Phoenix Wake. So I got to go see over there.
Oh, my God, they're popping. Oh, my God, they're popping Bob. Oh, my God, they're popping Bob.
Popping me?
Yeah, they're popping a bump, and you're coming out. Look at the chat. There's Bob. There he is.
Okay, it says full text of Phoenix Wake. Aha, I clicked on the right one. I'll scroll down to 150. 138, 145.
This
is Professor Louis Briller. This gets into Wyndham Lewis stuff. So this is the, it starts seeing much of Talos and Talos those times. That's 150, right? I better get my book to take a look at that.
Why hasn't he posted the link?
Holy shit, I've been talking the last 15 minutes with the window open. Uh-oh.
Bob, you have been thoroughly told about this.
But what?
Talking with that damn window open. That's a lot. Y'all been thrown out of a lot of places, and I guess you'll just get thrown out of that one, too. Does he not like you anymore? Have you pissed him off or something?
Who?
Roy.
Oh, maybe he's not even here. I'll have to look.
Well, we can't do Finnegan's Wake without him.
Well, I can't
do it for.
See, I'm looking up
my. You don't even need us. You don't need us.
Oh yes, I do. Okay, Talos. So we would start at the bottom of 149. Talos is a word often abused by many Passums. Is that a good place? Or a few lines above that, it says, the speech form is a mere sorrow gate. That's a pretty good line. You want to comment on that?
No, we don't care.
Yeah, we're just limping across the finish line. So you... I could begin there. Look, it has Einstein mentioned as Weinstein. So, and as I further could have told you, we'll start there. Okay, so I've got the page. I know, I got to go check the edition. I think this will be the 23rd edition. August. See, listen to this.
Welcome, reading Phineas Wake Group. This is Bob and Ion continuing our exploration of Phineas Wake, and today this is our 22nd.
22nd. I'll take one look to see if Roy is listed on Turbo Bridge. No Roy. So let's see if we can do this. What do you usually tell me? What do I usually do? Oh, look, Glenn's here. Glenn, you're here for the Finnegan's Wake. I just unmuted you, Glenn.
Roy, can I posted find it. Great start. Now, where do you want to start?
What'd you post?
The link. So that we can start. We have to do Bob. Hold on. We have to have patterns and pattern recognition. We have to do things exactly, without fail or exception, the same thing, the same way, every single time, or it loses all of its polity. We have to do it exactly the same.
Well, look
so
at
he
this.
He posted it, so now everybody can find it.
He posted it?
Mm-hmm. He called you a bastard for saying bad things about him.
Roy is unwell, Bob says. So Roy, page 149. Would you... Yeah, okay. What exactly line do we begin with on 149?
Why don't you go to the Good Mother Misfortune? Or like this, that's a good sentence right there.
Good Mother. Misfortune, right?
Misfortune.
Yeah. Okay. Bar for
about halfway, so you get a thing. We got to get you right up to the hemorrhoid icing, so you'll see it. It's going to be good.
Okay, so this is interesting. It addresses Scott and gets into the kind of things he argued about, time and space. Okay, so just a few lines above Misfortune. From it, you will hear notice. All right. So I get into my meditative mode. And
Is that enough? Or you need some more?
That was good. Here we go. Welcome, Reading Finnegan's Wake Forum. This is Bob and Ion once again. We usually perform about every 2 weeks. And we're doing page 150, but we're starting a little bit back in 149. And this is our 23rd effort. So it says, from it you will hear a notice shot upon my for the first remarking you that the cephalogy of Bitchin, while driven as under by a purely dime-dime urge, is not without his cash-cash characteristics, bored for its nonce ends from the fiery good mother Misfortune, who the last time
okay.
we had the pleasure... Ooh, yes.
Yeah, okay. So now you're setting the stage of what you can believe and can't believe. And in its philosophy and sophistry and biology and eulogy and all this bitching crap that everybody seems to be complaining about, you fit into or outside of the common zeitgeist. And now here comes Misfortune. Misfortune surely is going to be their aim. So now you can go from there.
Borrowed for its nonce ends from the fiery good mother Misfortune, in brackets, who the last time we had the pleasure we have had our little recherche brush with what Scott, close bracket, and as I furtlier could have told you as brisk as your DBC behavioristically paylet with a coat of homoid icing, which is in reality only a done by chance ridiculization of the woo-woo and wears hairs theories of Weinstein, or Einstein.
Yeah, hairs. Hare's theories of Weinstein. And there you go. And then looking for the ridiculous woo-hoo. See, now that brings us into this part. And I don't know how you're going to put on the hemorrhoid ice in the preparation H. That's going to be interesting with a palleted coat of hemorrhoid, homoid icing.
Mm-hmm.
So
homeowners.
This is why you're getting into, and you're getting into the ridiculous fall and climb of reality. That's what we're looking at. Just what you're seeing. Everything can be fixed. DBC, screwing on this or laying on that or believe this or don't believe that or see this or don't see that. You see. Now, they're going to split it. They're going to split it for you in just a second, Bob.
Yeah. Did you say split? Going to split it?
Explet. Explex it. It's like explain.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Explet.
Now, you talk about getting into the reality. That is the next two lines, because it says, to put it all the more clumsily, the speech form is a mere sorrow gate. That's McLuhan talk. Speech form is a mere sorrow gate. Whilst the quality and tality, in brackets, I shall explex what you ought to mean by this with its proper when and where and why and how in the subsequent sentence, end of bracket, are alternatively mentally, there's the environment, McLuhan's environment talk, are alternatively mentally harrogate and arrogate as the gates may be.
Pitching or catching, coming or going, I'll tell you what you're supposed to think. I'll tell you how you're supposed to feel. I'll tell you how this is supposed to go. Just wait a minute. I'll straighten it out. I'll let you know how you're supposed to vote. I'll get your ass in here, sit down and vote and pay and give out this extra $4 trillion.
Right. This is the section with the 12, was it 12 questions? This is the question period where main themes or characters are identified. So what is this? This is 6, 9. Oh, I can look at my own book here.
4 and 11 is 13, and 10 is 18, and 2 is
10.
16, and 4. And 9 is a good number. 4 is a bad number.
Right. This 10, the Mooksy and the Gripe section, it's called. And this is the debate between Wyndham Lewis and James Joyce.
Come on, we got to get to quantum theory. This is the good part.
Yeah. Okay, so
we get to Burt's plasma.
Go down here. So this is question 10. I had to...
We said that, didn't we?
I don't know. Just a minute. I have to find my space. My page.
Try 149. It's probably good.
There it is. So, the bottom 149.
Yeah.
As the gates may be, and then, talus is a word often abused by many passims. In brackets, is what you just mentioned, I am working out a quantum theory about it, for it is really most tantalizing state of affairs. Close bracket. A pessim may frequent you to say, colon, have you been seeing much of talus and talus those times? Optimally meaning, will you put up at Hree of Irish? Or a lady eater may perhaps have casualized as you temptoed her a la sardine of your plates.
Yeah.
I'm just going to check that I did that right. A la sardine of your plates. Is Talus de Talus, the sword swallower, who was on at the Criterium, the same Talus von Talus, the pen crusher? No, funk you. There's a number
this
there.
And you know what's going on here? This is this frivolity of all this conditioning stuff of figuring out how this is going to work. And you can only gather what an oh, fuck you sword swallower is, a la sordine. You can only imagine that. So it's supposed to be the Sorbonne is what he's playing on, but he's not. He's playing on this, what you're going to get your Irish up. So this is all the place where everybody's going crazy sexually, where they go crazy. But really, nobody's doing sex. They're not doing sex, but they're going crazy sexually. Normal, common people would never talk about oral sex or fellatio or anal or rectal probing, toys. Nobody would talk about that. Nobody talking about tossing the salad. Nobody talking about the rainbow. Nobody would talk about the Tour Eiffel, the Eiffel Tower. Nobody would talk about that, but we do, but nobody's doing it. We would wish they would be doing it, not be talking about it, but see, there you go. That's how that kind of works out, but,
Yes, it's no funk you, and then it has number one. That should be an exclamation mark. No funk you.
That is correct.
Who runs his duly, so what's the question? Who was on at the Criterium, the same Talus Fontalus, the penis crusher? No funk you. Who runs his duly mile? Or this is a perhaps cleaner example? No. Or this is perhaps no question there. Or this is perhaps a cleaner. Or this is a perhaps cleaner example. At a recent post-vortex, see, there's the vortices, Wyndham Lewis's group. Post-vortex. Okay. At a recent post-vortex piece, investigation of a determinized case of chronic spinosis, an extension lecturer. Look at that. McLuhan.
Mm-hmm.
So the vortices were the ones who believed media were extensions of us. Came from Lewis, right. I guess. A determinized case of chronic spinosis, an extension lecturer on the ague, who wrote of matter of form. McLuhan used to say that he studied the language of form. Who out of matter of form was trying his Caesars. So McLuhan was just Caesars. Quoting this part of Finnegan's Wake.
Of course. He wasn't. Actually, it was Marge Stewart brought it up to make it a point that he just adopted because he was busy diddling his kids and didn't have time to be an archetypal illustrator.
Right. Who out of matter form was trying his Caesars. Doctors Het, you believe.
Caesars.
Borrowed the question. Why is which Suchman's Talus Qualis? To whom, as a fatter of match, Dr. Gedanke of Stoker, who was wiping his whistle, torsely retorted, while thou beast one zoom of a whirl. Brackets, talus and talus originally mean the same thing. Hit it, qualis. Close bracket.
Mm-hmm. Yep,
I think that's correct. Then the next paragraph.
So fucking is fucking. It doesn't matter who's doing what to whom, but fucking is fucking.
Professor Loie Bruler, though as I shall promptly prove, his whole account of the Sennacherib as distinct from the Shalmaneser sanitational reforms and of the Mr. Skeckles and Dr. Hyde's problem in the same connection differs to Chiolo from the fruit of my own investigations. Though the reason
that's
I went to Jericho...
Doing. That's what everybody's doing now. They're running.
Investigating?
Yeah, deciding if they can look at, if they could.
Did you say to run at and to look at, to run?
Yeah, investigate. That's what everybody always says. Well, we're going to start an investigation. Well, what happened at 9/11? Well, we're going to start an investigation. Well, what happened to da 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 da. Well, we'll have an investigation. We'll get to the bottom of this. And they never seem to, but boy, they start. They don't ever finish them, but they'll start an investigation over nothing. We will look into this. Heads are going to roll. That's what you need to know. Heads are going to roll.
That's right. That's been said a lot the last 4 or 5 years. Though the reason I went to Jericho, McLuhan talked about the collapse of the media walls. He wrote an essay with the word Jericho in the title. Though the reason I went to Jericho must remain, for certain reasons, a political secret, especially that I shall shortly be wanted in cabinetry. I congratulate my... That sounds like Adam Schiff or anybody. They're running around and they know they're going to be investigated and they'll be wanted. Yeah. This is very good. Especially as I shall shortly be wanted in cabinetry, I congratulate myself for the same and other reasons as being again hopelessly vitiated by what I have now resolved to call the diamond cash diamond fallacy. Close
there
bracket.
You go.
In his talked off confession. It really fits. In his talked off confession. Think of just how... Hunter Biden today, in his talked-off confession, which recently met with such a leonine uproar on its escape after its confinement, Why am I not horned like a gentleman, and why am I now so speakable about my own eatables? In brackets, Wagen Bumblad and father.
My own five kilos of powdered cocaine. Well, that's it with 5 grams, 688 milligrams. 5 grams, 5 kilograms, 688 grams.
Wow. And this is in brackets, Feigenbaumblatt and father, Budapest, 5,688 a.m.
Yeah, great.
No time. Why I am now so speakable about my own eatables, wholeheartedly takes off his gabber coat and wig, honest drafty fellow, in his public interest to make us see how though, as he says, by all's will, the inception and the descent and the ends well of man is temporarily wrapped in obscenity, looking through
what?
At these accidents.
With children, with a 13 and 14-year-old little girl, that's a far scope from here, Bob. You'll never see that on television.
You said far scope before I got there. Looking through at these accidents with the far scope of television. See, now I'm talking about television. In brackets. This is a descriptive, oh, sorry, I just hit something. This is, in brackets, the description of television. In brackets, it says, this nightlife instrument needs still some subtractional betterment in the readjustments of the more refrangible angles to the squeals of his hypothesis on the outer tip side.
Oh, yes, there'll be some squeals to this hypothesis. You can see that. There'll be some hard down moaning, groaning, toning, loaning, and boning. It'll be a sight to behold, yes, on the tin side. You better watch the tin side.
Now, this is exactly what McClure used to recommend. You know, we'd have to adjust the number of lines in the cathode ray tube.
Yeah, he would do it with Terry and Mary. That's what he would do it with.
So he would recommend, okay, television's 540 lines or something, so we need to thicken it up to create a higher visual effect. He'd actually talk about the readjustment of the angles of the squeals of his hypothesis on the outer tin sides. Nightlife instrument. Okay, so it says, looking through at these accidents with the far, that's all the scandals, looking through at these accidents with the far scope of television, that blah, 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 the nightlife, I can easily believe hardly in my own most spacious immensity. See, if you use the television to look at yourself, you think you're huge. I can easily believe hardly in my own...
As Adam Schiff would say, you know, the more times I see myself talking about how bad Donald Trump is, it really makes me look really good. I mean, you should do that more often. The more I see myself talking about that, the better I feel about it. I mean, I'm starting to actually believe it. This is getting amazing now. You know, if I could just see myself a little more from a better angle, it would be good. It would be nice.
I can easily believe hardly my own most spacious immensity as my own host and microbimos cosm or cosmos, when I am reassured by ratio, McClure talked about ratio in media senses all the time, when I am reassured by ratio that the cube of my volumes is to the surfaces of their subjects as the sphericity of these globes, there's the global theater he talked about, and in brackets, I am very pressing for a parliamentary motion this term which, under my guidance, would establish the deleteriousness of decorousness in the morbidization of the modern man about town, in the morbidization of the modern man about woman type. There's your sex talk. All of that is to the...
There's your transgenders. Hey, Kamala, right. How you doing, honey?
Is to the ferocity of Farinelli's vacuum. There's a vacuum tube that he talked about. McLuhan literally took his script from this page, 150.
Thank you, Marge.
Now, everybody thought he was doing anthropology. So the next sentence says, I need not anthropologize. I need not anthropologize for any obintentional, in brackets. I must here correct all that school of Neo-Italian or Paleo-Parisian schola of tinkers and spanglers. That would be his essay on the...
That's the swingers. That's the swingers when they start the BDSM and the sadomasochism. Mm-hmm.
Right, and it was the ancient quarrel in modern America. Those that came out of the Sorbonne tradition, 1200 A.D., the moderni, versus the rhetoricians, the and grammarians called the ancients. So I must here correct all that school of Neo-Italian or Paleo-Parisian schola of tinkers and spanglers who say, let's see, actually, I'll just check my book here, who say FM, school, FM, where's FM? Just checking, who say, see, it's not FM, it says, it's I. All right, in brackets, I must here correct all that school of Neo-Italian or Paleo-Parisian schola of tinkers and spanglers who say I'm wrong, persecute, out of revulsion from romantists I want to be. He often was revolting against romanticism. He said that many times. So these are the kind of statements that he'd get forced to defend himself in public. McLuhan.
Who is he?
McLuhan.
God damn, I thought we were talking about James Joyce. You've got too many pronouns now. You're going to have to stop this sloppy shit. And we're tired of this sloppy shit. Get tight.
I'm saying that McLuhan stole his lines, quoted opinions from this section of Finnegan's Wake.
But from your babble, we couldn't tell which he you were referring to.
I apologize for that. Okay. So he says, I need not anthropologize. He used to say that anthropology studies cultures where the student of communication studies media. That came after anthropology.
Say Marge Stewart. Say Marge Stewart.
Marge Stewart did this. Stewart. His secretary, that's right.
Didn't it?
I need not anthropologize for any abintentional, and I'll skip the part about the Neo-Italian Paleo-Parisian school, and go to downtrodding on my foes. Professor Levi Brulo, F.D. of Sex, Wyman, Idle, Nakey, finds from experiments made by Hinn with his Nuremberg eggs in the one hand and the watch's conundrum upon the oven, though it is ostensibly a case of cat's rebellions cooling the Pope's back.
Mm-hmm.
Because the number of queer states... Yeah?
Go ahead. Just finish that. Well, no, don't do that. This is where they're setting up all these crazy acts, this nastiness, where they're starting to do really vulgar, disgusting things you don't even want to see. It's disgusting that they're using to get the baby, to get the baby guts for their little soup.
The baby guts for their soup?
Mm-hmm.
You mean that... Andrenochrome, or what was that word? The Andrenochrome?
Mm-hmm.
From the kids?
Mm-hmm.
That stuff?
They gotta be screaming.
Pizzagate?
They gotta be screaming, though. They have to be heightened. To activate it with the emotion. You add the emotion to it.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
What they're talking about.
This is medicine plus emotion.
They're trying to get the coupler clause.
We're going well into 151, but it seems to apply to 150 because it says, from experiments made by Hinn with his Nuremberg eggs in the one hand and the watch's conundrum upon the oven, though it is ostensibly a case of cat's rebellions cooling the Pope's back, because the number of square faiths, as your religions, in weekly circulation will not be appreciably augmented by the another slogging of my copular clods.
What's
the copular clods?
Baby's blood.
Ah. All right, so we should end there with baby's blood.
Keep going. Keep going a little bit more.
what the romantic in rags pines after, like all Tom Tompians haunting crevices for a deadbeat as Scoopamon, and what hat importunes our midlight for in a Cornish with the Morta Darthella tradition is the poorest common guardian waste of time.
Mm-hmm.
His ever-present toes are always in retaliation out thrust his overpassed boots. Hear him squawk.
Mm-hmm.
Teak heat to that loose waller, Hohebolo the bat, Tyro a Teray. Lewis called himself a Tyro, painted himself as a Tyro in the early 20s. I'm going to end there unless you see something.
That's
else.
A good place. No, that's good. It just brings you up to the. Well, it doesn't get you off, but it gets you a nice direction to go home with. So
but wait a minute. McLuhan said, he said to a critic, you think my fallacy is wrong. The next sentence says, when Malachi won the couple of colds, when we were stripping in number 3, I would like the neat drop that would malt my mouth, but I failed to see when, in brackets, I am purposely refraining from expounding the obvious fallacy as to the specific gravitates of the two deglutables implied, nor to the lapsus lacus associated with the royal gorge through students of Vix hydrostatics and pneumodipsics will, after some difficulties, grapple away with my meanings. Perfect ending. Everybody's grappling with McLuhan's meaning.
My noons.
With my noons. Amazing. So, if this is the 23rd edition, then we've done, this is our 23rd page, bracketed by a little bit from each page around the page. This is the 23rd episode, 23rd page of our Finnegan's Wake. The way he meant it, right? We've done 23 sections or pages of Finnegan's Wake.
Okay. And congratulations. You figured this out all by yourself. You're doing so good. This is good.
Yeah.
Now everybody, all right. Bob's going to take a predicate next week. It's going to be great.
I'm going to take a predicate?
I'm going to take up the study of predicates, the profound notion of predicates.
Okay, so I will unmute people.
We're going to call this one a success.
All right, good. But
all participants are now unmuted.
It's all open for people to make commentary, and usually nobody says anything. There's such duds with Finnegan's Wake, but we're hoping somebody will say something. Of course, we could call out Bert. He'll have something to say. Are you impressed with what we just went through? What do you say, Glenn? We were a success, but the rest here are too satisfied. Jack's trying to say something. What do you make of this, Jack? Come on, perform.
Yeah, I'm just waking up.
Just waking up, Jesus.
Not waking up, like I fell asleep a little bit, but it's 4:30 in the morning here.
Did you hear much of it?
You talking about, what were we talking about?
Never mind. Am I talking about, hey, yeah. We're talking about something.
Can you use all these sessions as some sort of Rosetta Stone to go through and translate the rest of Finnegan's Wake?
I'll let Ion answer that.
Oh, sorry, we were on mute. We're going to use it to indict the Pizza Gate crowd.
You're going to use it to do what to the Pizza Gate? Gate crowd?
Indict the Pizza Gate crowd.
Indict!
yeah.
And it's appropriate you say that to Madeline, who was the first one to talk about the Pizza Gate problem several years ago. She was dismissed
ridiculously, but nobody could believe that anybody would even think that bullshit stuff, let alone do that bullshit. And she says, no, really, it is. And everybody's like, ah, come on now. You in California. California, you some of that SoCo. Some of that SoCo. You done had some of that SoCo in Lyme. That's not going to work out. And now all of a sudden, some of my bitch. This is exactly what's been going on.
Some of my bitch. And so Mala's question was something about, well, what are we going to do about something? How are we going to apply it to the rest of the book?
Yes, it's something.
Well, I just wondered if you could.
You could apply it, yes. The book echoes all the way through originally, so you could continue the echoing principle.
And it's actually an ode to Marge Stewart, apparently. If you listen to Bob, it's an ode. It's not about Finney. It's not about that at all. It's an ode to Marge Stewart.
You know that McLuhan is in the book at page 254.
Yeah, and he owes every aspect of his life to the book, too. Don't mention that.
Yeah, that's true. But this is the section in page 254 describing McLuhan, and even McLuhan in his personal copies of Finney's Wake had notes saying this was about himself. I have a copy of that. So listen to this.
Oh, was he deluded like you too, Bob?
Was he what?
Was he deluded like yourself, Bob?
Of course. So look at this.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But this, he had a lot of proof for it. He says, James Joyce writes, was he pitched for an ensemble as certain have diagnosed of him? Now, diagnosed, that's the cynic philosophy, Diogenes. He was the founder of cynicism as a philosophy. Was he pitched for an ensemble as certain have diagnosed of him against our seawall by Rory, Thoth, and Cleaver? Those three stout swainhearts, Orion of the Orgias, a lot of orgies in the 60s, Marshall McMuhan, the Ipsy Dadden, product of the extremes giving quotidians, that means cliches, to our means, to our media. Stop clicking, whatever you're doing, idiot. Just be quiet. All right. Product of the extremes. McLuhan was a product. He analyzed the social extremes of the 60s. Giving examples of the media effects. So product of the extremes giving quotidians to our means our media, as might occur to anyone. People used to say, what McLuhan's saying is obvious. Obviously the book is an extension of the eye. Anyways, he was a layman at a Catholic university within the University of Toronto, St. Michael's College. So he and Don Field were the only... Will you fuck off with your noise? Who's this fucking asshole?
What is obvious is that if you're going to put the remote control, the extension, up your bum, you're supposed to tie a string around it first, so it don't get lost.
So these probes that would occur to anyone. Now, he and Don Thiel were the only professors who weren't priests at this part of the University of Toronto. So he's your Brutus layman. He said he was an intellectual thug. Your Brutus layman with the prince's champion in our archdeaconry, or so eclipsed from Cleo's clippings. When I went through McLuhan's archives, a lot of it was newspaper clippings. And all these scrappy boxes. Cleo, there's actually, I think Cleo is the name of the award given in the advertising industry, and McLuhan began talking about advertising in The Mechanical Bride in 1951.
Clippings.
So listen to this. Look, which the cruncher of chivalries, McLuhan was an expert on medieval stuff, which the cruncher of chivalries is suspicious, save he scan. McLuhan used to talk about television was a scanning finger on the cathode ray tube version. Now then it says, for ancients, link with presents. So McLuhan wrote about the ancients, the rhetorical grammarian tradition, in relation to the 20th century, the present, as the human chain extends. Look at that, the extension of media, the human chain. For ancients linked with presence, it's exactly what McLuhan was doing, how the ancient stuff was retrieved in our present. As the human chain extends and creates a tetrad, have done, do, and will again, same patterns done all the time, as John Polycarp and Iron News, eye to eye, eyewitness, McLuhan was always top of visual space, and the eye, and to Paddy Palmer, while monks sell you to archers, or the water of the living. There's our living water. And I gave him the D-cell, which was the precursor to the living water. So again, it's got me in here. Or the water.
Joe Dunsloan ruined.
Joe Dunsloan again.
Joe Dunsloan ruined your life.
Or the water of the living goes the way of all fish from Sarah's dry head, the quarrelsome, to Isaac's, the last bot one, with her minimalist exterior, there it is, extensions again, with his minimalist exterior to his monolith interned. Wow. That is so about McLuhan. But even McLuhan saw that. There it is, page 254. All right, does anybody got anything interesting to say? You numbskulls, nothing?
Yeah. Halfway down page 150...
Yeah.
The reason I went to Jericho must remain, for certain reasons, a political secret.
That's cool.
Jericho, very topical at present, Ben Ion.
Why is Jericho topical now?
Where's Jericho,
well,
Bob?
I don't know.
We're going to make Bob. We're going to make Bob do a little something. We have been dragging your ass all the way through this show, and it's time for you to do your part now. You put on everybody else. It's time for you to do your part and fix your mic.
Yeah, nobody else says nothing.
I know. Well, that says anything that's meaningful is what we're trying to get at. So that's good. All right.
Jericho's in the Middle East somewhere, right? In Syria.
Well, yeah, Bob,
probably in Syria.
There's a little bit of shit going on these days over in the Middle East.
Yeah, okay.
Not Far East, Middle East.
Mm-hmm. He used to explain the problems in the Middle East were caused by the transistor radio in the 1560s. The United Nations handed out transistor radio, ignoring that you overlay the acoustic effect of radio on a culture, Arabic culture that is acoustic, largely acoustic. It's like giving alcohol to Native Americans. They can't take it. They go wild. So he did comment on Jerry.
Mama, get the kids in the yard. There's a wild man out there.
Yeah. anyways, what are you saying, Roy or Phil, whoever spoke?
That's Phil. Yes, Phil. So, yeah, I just wanted to know, on the Jericho Road, which I'm sending me the song for Jericho Road.
Quiet, Ian. I'm trying to find out what he's saying. There's a Jericho Road?
Well, we're on the Jericho Road, and I often say that Ian sends me a little music videos at the top of my YouTube box, and the Jericho Road song was on there every day for about 2 months. So I knew it's a big deal, and I think it's to do with that point on the Jericho Road where they're leading the tribe with the Ark of the Covenant. Basically, it's you, Bob, leading us, the Ionauts, around and around Jericho for 7 times, and then we all blow a trumpet, and the Jericho walls fall down. So I'm wondering to Ian if the secret is that we are now on that 7th lap with Bob before we're about to blow our trumpet.
Well, you're reading into that just a little bit, but it's not too far off.
Oh, just a bit.
You're right. You're reaching. Bob would say, you're reaching, Phil. You're reaching.
Yes.
Well, what,
yes, I am.
There is a Jericho Road, or you're just calling it that metaphorically?
God damn, yes, there's a Jericho Road. Bob, come on now.
How'd you know there was a Jericho Road, Phil?
We put it in his inbox every day for two fucking months.
Let him speak, for God's sakes. Every time he goes to speak, you have to talk over it.
Why are you so interested in what everybody else has to say? When somebody speaks, no, that's not right. You can't say that. You're not speaking. It didn't make any sense. I don't even want you to tell me. We're trying to save his face, to save his ass, to get through this step that he asks us. That's why we answer, he asks us. So we have to correct it as we go. That's what happened. So you scream, don't talk. I don't talk. Now you didn't get on the show and nobody will talk. And he's like, why won't anybody speak? That's why. Because if you speak, stop talking, you're over talking. I've got too much ivermectin in my pocket. I've got to get this thing straightened out.
So, quick, Phil, why, where'd you find out about Jericho Road?
Well, the Jericho Road is in the Bible, when the Christ is walking along the Jericho Road with his disciples, which is, well, you're on the Jericho Road now, Bob, with us lot.
Yes. All right, thank you very much. There's 50 minutes left. We've got to give some people access to Ion. So there it is, reading Finney's Wake Group. We mastered page 150 in Byron's. And that closes our recorded session. And now, Susanna, you usually have an interesting question. What do you have to say to Ion?
Hello. Hi. Can you hear me okay, first of all?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, good.
It's fair. It's fair. We've heard better.
But
it's early. It's early. No, it's okay. It's early. You got to have your morning crawl. Bob normally hoists up a loogie and he feels better.
Okay, let her speak, Ion.
Here we go again. Here we go again.
Okay, I have a question about the chosen people that are going to be on Earth. Okay, so I heard you saying the Earth is a ship. Bottom of the Earth is going to be the aliens from the 33rd parallel north down. There's going to be a third of the people left that survive the pandemics, the plagues, and not all of those will be ascended. So, and then the top half of the Earth is going to be a spaceship that goes to Andromeda. Now, my first question is...
No, you got that wrong. The whole Earth is going. That's just the cabin classes. The 33rd is going to be first class. First class, and then the middle, down to the equator, that'll be business class. And then everything below that'll be steerage. That'll be steerage. They'll lock those gates, so if we hit an iceberg, they'll probably won't do so good.
Ah, okay. So then there's going to be a third of the people, of humans, that survive. Not all of those will be ascended. Some will ascend, and then the ones that don't ascend are called the chosen ones, and that they will...
They're the people who are not.
Those are the people who are not. So I'm assuming that those people are the ones that will continue to live and... purchase a product from Ginny and use the coal play and develop new technologies and continue living on Earth. But will Earth remain as a planet for them to live on once it gets to Andromeda?
No, it'll be destroyed. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 7 through 13.
That's Peter 2? Peter 2?
First Peter, chapter 2, verses 7 through 13.
2:7-13. Okay. That's pretty good, Susanna.
Okay, so the whole Earth will be destroyed. So what's going to happen to those ones that survived is the third that
That'd be verse 10. Okay, that'll be the ones that ascend. We don't care about the ones that don't ascend, but on 10, verse 10, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And those are the offended.
Correct. The people who were not.
Well, okay, so didn't you just say the people who were not are the ones that were the chosen ones that don't ascend?
The chosen ones ascend. That's the point, isn't it?
Oh, I'm confused. Because I thought there's the people that ascend, and then there's the chosen ones. So what are the people that aren't ascending?
Okay, you're going to have to slow down. Many are called, few are chosen. The called and the chosen would be in the same queue. But not everyone who's called is chosen. But everyone who's chosen is also called. Does that save it for you?
Uh-huh. Okay. So then those that don't ascend, of those last third that survive, they end up gone too.
Well, here comes the meat wagon.
Wow. And so the earth is destroyed.
Well,
and
like
what about the aliens?
It's not destroyed. They'll just put it back in the soup. The aliens are trying to get home too. They're trying to get a safe passage home too. The Milky Way is fucked up. They're coming from near and far to get the hell out. This is the last train to
Parkville. Oh, so this is like a lifeboat.
We're meeting at the station.
Wow.
Interesting.
Why are y'all acting like this is an epiphany? We've said this about every single day since 1944.
Well, I don't remember the detail about the earth blowing up, and of course you did say the Milky Way was evaporating, but I didn't realize the aliens didn't have a way of getting back home.
Yeah.
Other than being on Earth.
Why would they fuck with Bob if they could get home on their own? They wouldn't bother with Bob. Bob is not an easy thing to engage. He goes off of these cliche archetypes and he lives his life vicariously through everybody that's dead. He's the moniker of the dead people. All the way everybody's got pictures of their headstones. And this poor Mae Brussels killed her dead as a sack of hammers. Everybody had any meaning or value. He ground them into a fine powdery pulp and then he kills them so they can't talk back to him about what he's saying about them.
Oh, my. Okay, so that is clearer. Thank you, Ion. And I have a question about something that you said during Bert's engagement. You started speaking about the Yarmulke continent helps by being a great compartment, I think is what you said, but I'm not sure. Can you clarify that? It was just right before you were talking about the convoy.
Yeah, it is a continent, a circle. It's the first class. Upgraded first class. It's the real first class. So you want to get as close to the 33rd parallel as you can.
Okay.
But some people like to fuck people in steerage, so you don't want to sit at the front. You want to sit like toward the closest to the 33rd. So then you can pop back and get a little side action if you need to, and then get back into normal stuff. So you know how they do. Some people like sketchy. Some people are into that sketchy sex. Bob has a whole section of that in his Pornhub channel, Granny Porn. Sketchy sex. It's sketchy. See, that's the thing that happens.
Okay. And then the second part, it's about Murillo's lesson. You said in 1840...
Not Murillo's. It's Murilla.
Murillo's lesson. Said 1848. That's when it was written. But then you mentioned 1848 as significant for what was being said or happening. Something significant that happened during that time was Texas became part of the United States officially. Which,
yeah.
But I was wondering if there's anything else that was significant. The Washington Monument was also... the Washington Monument was also finished and opened. Established.
I think Karl Marx's Das Kapital came out in 1848.
Okay, I was only looking at events within the United States that seemed might be significant. Wisconsin was also admitted as a state. Was there anything specific you were referring to as happening in 1848 with regard to that?
Yeah. Bob had a really good coffee enema. That's when he learned to put equal amounts of cream and sugar to the tequila. That's so much better.
Okay.
Death Capital came out in 1867, but I think Karl Marx was running around doing stuff in 1848. Didn't have a book out yet, but I'll have to check that, my history here. But carry on. Oh, the Communist Manifesto came out in 1848.
Yeah.
Aha, not Das Kapital. The Communist Manifesto. Look at that, 1848.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead. You were saying what? I don't know.
I'm moving on to another thing. You started saying something about Florida, Ion, and then you were waylaid by Bob, and you didn't go back. So
we're not doing that anymore. We're not going back now. We're not going back now. When he screams and says, "Stop talking, you interrupting people," and people ask the question, we try to answer the question, and that's an interruption. When he does that, we're not circling back. Ask Bert. You don't know. You know, y'all get a better Bob, and we won't have this trouble.
You never actually said. You didn't say at all.
Right.
Okay.
We were stopped.
Okay.
Like, nope. Sorry. Sorry for your luck.
Okay. Okay, and then the interesting information.
Typically it does come back around. But have you ever heard of a place called Venice? You ever heard of a place called Venice?
Venice? Like the name of a person?
Never met a person named Venice. I never heard a person named Venice, no. But I guess if you are Venetian, maybe it would be okay. to be from Venice.
I thought you were saying Dennis, like Dennis the Menace, but you're saying Venice, like Venice, Italy.
Oh,
like
no.
Venice, Italy?
Were we over topping you again? Oh, we are so sorry. We're going to work on that. We're going to
let her develop her thought. What about Venice?
Dave!
Or whatever you were saying to them.
I was misunderstanding, but Ion was saying Venice, and I misinterpreted it as Dennis.
I know, but what? Respond to what he said.
He said, "I've never been to Venice, Italy, or Venice anywhere."
No.
Called Venice.
Do you know that place called Venice? Do you not Venice Beach, but Venice? Okay.
Venice, Italy.
You could probably picture Florida likened to Venice.
As a situation. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then, regarding the Florida Refresh and the whole thing about the honeycombing of the carbons around you, interesting. Mm-hmm. And then you kept mentioning pickles. I'm wondering, were you referring to pickles in terms of our bodies acclimating to the environment in a non-oxygen way?
Once a cucumber goes into the brine, it can never go back.
Right. So, is that the reference?
Well, pickles? We can't interrupt. Duh.
We are the pickles? Yeah.
Once you win the brine, you can never go back.
Ah, okay. Well, great. Well, thank you, Ion.
Happy day. Be well.
Thank you for your time.
Y'all come in.
Thanks,
Paul. Hey, y'all, we're going to try something. We're going to try a little shot of something on Tuesday. Y'all forget this kitty cat shit thing. It ain't working. It's broke.
Okay.
Dry on it. Broke. Big body won't let ion focus. Take the bubble.